Benjamin Fifita Makisi was born in Wellington, New Zealand, and is of Tongan and Samoan descent. He began singing at a young age with the Tongan Wesley Methodist Church Choir in Wellington. Ben and his wife Maina have been based in the UK. He is travelling extensively worldwide, singing in opera, concerts and theatres. He has also been performing on seven-star cruise ships, sharing a repertoire of opera, musical theatre, crossover and Pacific music to the many guests on board. When COVID-19 hit, he and his wife were fortunate to be in New Zealand and have not been able to return back to Europe. He was due to do a recording in New Zealand and perform in Australia, Fiji and Tonga. They are both blessed and happy to be safe and healthy with family and friends in the comfort of their New Zealand home. And Ben is on the line. Maloe lelei, talo falava, Ben.
Maloe lelei, talo falava, tate.
Wonderful to have you on board. Thank you so much for taking time out to have a chat with us. So tell us, the last time I saw you, Mel and I were in Europe about 13 months ago, and there we were in the middle of London. Oh my goodness, that seems like a lifetime ago now. You were living the jet-setting life. We were lucky to catch you because you'd just come back from being on a cruise ship. Tell us about that lifestyle, being so busy in Europe, doing what you were doing. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, 7 years ago, I was approached by my agent to do a couple of the seven-star cruise ship. And I was a bit hesitant at first, and a lot of my colleagues said to me, "Oh, you don't want to do cruise ships." But actually, the perception of cruise ships is so much different now. And what I love most about doing the cruise ships is that you do reach out to the many people on board, but you get to share a lot of your gift, your God-given talent to everyone on those cruise ships, which has been an experience. And also, too, you get to travel to some amazing places.
Yes, I can only imagine that. And these shows, I mean, I've never been on a cruise ship myself, but they look like Vegas. The theatres on some of these cruise ships, if you were to walk into some of these theatres, they look like they could be anywhere in Vegas or any, you know, casino place in anywhere in the world.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the capacity of the seats, like some of the bigger ships, they can seat at least 1,300 to 1,500 people on board the ship. And you have to, as an entertainer, you have to do two performances because they have people dinner at 6 p.m. and people dinner at 8 p.m. And the people that dinner at 6 p.m. get to see the 8:30 show, and those who dinner at 8 p.m. get to see the 10:30 show. So as a performer, you have to have the stamina to be able to perform, all alone for 45 minutes on both shows. So that's pretty much 90 minutes of just pure singing.
And your repertoire, that 90 minutes, your repertoire would include some of our Pacifica music. So you're promoting our culture and our music to the world?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that alone stands different from being an opera singer because, I mean, the audience just they love the opera and the musical theatre, of course. But I think to add the Pacific music, they just enjoy it so much because it's something a little bit different. But also they say it's very exotic. So they just really enjoy sharing a bit of the Pacific heritage music to them as well. And also, too, I think credit to Moana as well. Moana has helped because so many people have seen that movie.
And the wonderful thing about you is that you're not just a singer, you're also a very good comedian. So you become your own MC in a sense, don't you, Ben? You get to explore that part of you, which is what you need in the show. You're not just coming out there, you're not just singing, you're in between your singing, you're doing your jokes, and that's a wonderful entertainment for 90 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I try and keep it as natural as possible. I mean, I have a beautiful wife who sort of just, taps it down a little bit and says, don't say too much, just make sure you just sing.
Yes. Speaking of Maina, when we were there, she was really seemed to be enjoying life in England, and you were making connections with all of those other Pacific Islanders, and especially our Samoan boys. And because Maina loves to bake and cook, all of our Samoan boys and our island boys, they were loving her pangipopo and all of those island goodies that they missed. Tell us a little bit about that community, the island community in London.
Yeah, she's kind of find her own strengths and her talent whilst being overseas. So, yeah, they really enjoy the bunny popos, the kekepoa'as, also just, the things that you don't get in England, like chocolate afghans, and stuff like banana cake with chocolate icing, steak and cheese pies. You know, she's explored the bakery part of it, and she's done so well that all the rugby players are just like lining up, just asking her to make bunny popos and kekepoa'as. So yeah, no, it's been really, really good, and she's also too managed to tap in one of the master chefs of UK judges, Monica Galletti, which you remember we met her as well over there, and she's Samoan as well, but she lives in London, but she's a celebrity chef in her own right over in London. So she orders the kekepoa'as and bunny popo, which is quite hilarious, really. Being a chef and asking Maina to bake her those stuff, but yeah, it's stuff that our island families they just miss when they're over in England.
Yeah, let's not tell the world that Melly and I sort of piggybacked on that delivery so we could meet her. but coming back to you were going to say, Ben. I thought you were going to say something there. Coming back to Wellington, growing up in Wellington, Samoan Tongan boy, how did he discover this talent for opera singing?
My dad was the choir master at the Wesley Taranaki Methodist Church, and I always grew up surrounded by music, and my dad decided to put all of us, as most Pacific Island families, when they're in New Zealand, you have to do either a piano lesson or something else. I took up, my dad put me through singing lessons and piano lessons, and I chose to play the flute, but my dad wanted me to play the trumpet, but I just thought the trumpet was too harsh for my lips. So I decided to play the flute. But it was there that I was introduced to classical music at a very early age. And I really enjoyed listening to it. I loved singing to the classical music, and it just sort of grew from there onto high school or to college, to Rangitau College. And then from there to university, and I did a degree in music over at Victoria University, and then got to travel over to New York and Italy to do my opera training, and then came back to complete a master's with the University of Sydney Conservatorium of Music, and did my training with the opera company Opera Australia at the Sydney Opera House.
Wow. Now, back in the day, was there anyone else, any of our Pacifica people doing opera, or was it just you? Was Jonathan Limalu around about that time, or were you sort of the first of our Pacifica to get into opera?
Well, it was really interesting because there were only a few of us. There were people like Sunny Muliamasili, Eddie as well. But there was also Yosef Anari. Yosef Anari was much, much older, but he was another sort of mentor as well. So then there's Jonathan Limalu, there was myself, but there was also your brother as well, Ingelisa Eche. And him and I actually started to did our training together at Victoria University. We had Daphne Collins, you know, we had Ivani Cole, she too was doing opera. So yeah, there was a small handful of us, but the beauty of it all was that we were all supportive of each other, and we all just had such unique voices, which was really great. I mean, coming to today, to seeing all these young, fresh, beautiful voices come through, it's just such a beautiful thing, because, you know, like, there wasn't many of us back then, but now there's quite a lot of us all singing and doing very well indeed.
Yes, New Zealand opera seems to be dominated by our Pacifica singers. It'll be interesting to go back in that. I'm not sure what it's called now, the Lexus, but it seems to have a roll call of our later singers coming through. I think one thing that we probably would be looking for would be another, was it classical Polynesia, just to get all of our talent on one stage. Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be amazing, yeah. It would be an amazing event to get all our young and all our opera singers, you know, Pacific Island opera singers together on one stage. That would be such an amazing event, really, yeah.
And with COVID-19 and the uncertainty around it, how is that affecting your plans, you and Minor's plans, for the immediate future?
So at the moment, everything is on hold right now. We don't know what's happening with the future. But we're just, to be honest, we're just so blessed and fortunate to be here in New Zealand, because what's happening in Europe is, you know, it's quite scary, but also to the fact that we're safe here is a better feeling than being in Europe, and also being alone out there in Europe. You know what I mean? You know, it's just so harsh.
Yes. Ben, thank you so much for taking time out to have a chat with us. I know, like all of us, it can't be easy for you, especially in the arts, where you are reliant on people being able to come in together in more than groups of 100. But our thoughts are with you and Maina, and our love is always there. And we look forward to hearing from you once you know where you'll be, giving us an update on your career.
Oh, definitely. Thank you so much, Efe, for the opportunity. And yeah, shout out to everyone out there to stay safe, stay home, and stay healthy. God bless, and mangwea, lo malanga, and also for the Samoan language week this week, mangwea le ngangana le fa Samoa this week, to each and every one of the Samoans today, this week, and also to our family and friends. God bless you, and thank you so much. Whakai lava, maloa pito.
That is Benjamin Fifita Makisi, opera singer extraordinaire, speaking to us from Auckland.